Love.
Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline.
Loveline.
With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. And tonight, we welcome back to the show a dear friend, Kathy Griffin.
Hello, boys.
Great to see you, cats.
You guys always look fantastic, and have so much fun to spend time with.
Thank you.
I want you to know that I'm wearing a top that I got from a gift bag, because I live for a gift bag, designed by Lori Petty.
Wow, Tank Girl.
Yeah.
Who's Lori Petty?
Tank Girl.
You know, the actress. A League of Their Own.
Hold on. Okay, if Drew had a nickel for every time someone said, you know, the fill in the blank, you'd be a rich
yes,
man.
You would be, yes.
Be wiping
well, Drew,
your
what
ass
do you know?
With $100
do you know
bills.
Athletes?
No, he doesn't know anything. No.
What? You don't know actors, singers? You must know music people. You've met
them
all.
A little music. But I'm sort of checked out of culture.
Yeah.
Like,
I didn't hear you checked out.
Here's the deal. When I was in training, this is what he gives me grief about.
No. Let me please. I gotta get in here because here's what Drew has done. Drew said, look, when I was in medical school, which is one of his, it's like an old Jew with a bad hip, always going back to it. Oh, the hip. You know, whatever you talk about. Hey, Grandpa, can you help bring the steamer truck? Oh! He starts clutching. He does that with his medical school. Yeah. Mm-hmm. His medical school has spanned from 1910 to 2055. I now believe he was in medical school for 128 years.
Yeah, started the Renaissance.
Drew, did calculations on an abacus.
Drew is like, so Drew started with, listen, when I was in medical school, was immersed. I mean, you don't understand. It was 120 hours a week. I never even saw sunlight. I didn't have a chance to read the newspaper.
If you had gone to an Ivy League school, you'd be insufferable. Because that's what all the Ivy Leaguers do. They have to let you know that they went to an Ivy League school within 30 seconds of
meeting. His excuse for not knowing anything is he's smarter than you.
No.
You're smarter than me. He doesn't have to convince me.
Let me just finish. I started doing the math and blocked out a good six-year portion of his life, but he's expanded in about 23 years.
Maybe he went back. You've got to give me 82 to about 89.
Now he admits, though, he knows nothing.
I don't know movies. I don't know sports. I have no idea what happened. Because of that checkout, it's like I'm always trying to get back in. I'm never quite back in the game.
Let me give
it's
you
like
a couple of
handicap.
Couple of recent ones.
Okay.
You having a handicap. What about sitting next to you?
Dude.
That's hobbled.
I feel for you.
Cut off at the knees.
Okay, what
try
you
to try to
you
weave have, your
you,
comedic
you just have
magic.
To be funny, then.
This is not a supportive environment.
You
have
to
really
be funny.
I'm going
to
support you.
You can't rely on me. You have to be funny.
Yeah, but how can you be funny when the person next to you is going, I don't know what you're talking about? Sound like Scooby-Doo. Kathy, what if you're sitting here and saying, I was sitting here a couple weeks ago, I was like, hey, did you hear President Bush pardon the turkey out on the White House lawn today? What? You know, every year he pardons the turkey out on the White House. I didn't know. 55 years straight.
Well,
true,
that has nothing
year.
To do with your...
That's the point.
That's the point.
Yeah, so I'm
never,
checked out.
Never
that's,
heard of that. Then the other day, I said, I wouldn't care if I was living next door to John Wayne Gacy and he's in a clown outfit strangling a kid. And Drew goes, is that the guy who got his thingy cut off?
No, that's Bobbitt.
The John Wayne Gacy's a serial killer.
Right, clown.
No.
Party clown.
No, it's zero. So the point is, it's a big fat zero.
However, any kid's film, last 8 years?
That's
SpongeBob?
True.
Spades.
Yeah.
Spades.
Yeah.
Spades.
And then once in a while, he gets irate. He comes over here and he goes, Ricky Ticky from Thomas the Tank Engine? I'm like, no, I don't. You don't know Ricky Ticky from Thomas the Tank Engine? What do you think I do? Watch tutorial videos for retarded three-year-olds? Oh, my God, porn. I don't watch Thomas the Tank Engine.
Adam, how much? Hold on.
Yes.
Every time I come on the show,
yes.
I want to have a nice, civilized discussion about people and their feelings.
I'm sorry.
And always with the porn.
You're
how
right.
much do you jerk off and watch porn a day?
Those are two different questions.
No, they're not.
I mean, how much?
No, because the porn, I mean, you let's face it, he sometimes has to go down and sort of smell the porn, take in the porn. He has a bunker. He puts his face in the scanner and he lets him into his bunker and he goes down there to catalog.
What are some of your favorite titles?
Well, I like Sex Boat. Favorite movie, not title. It's not a great title.
Spank Me.
Now, what is the plot line of Sex Boat?
two guys
again.
Two guys stow away on a cruise ship.
Oh my God, that's a plot.
Yeah,
that's
they stow away on a cruise ship and have to dress up as ladies, kind of bosom buddy esque.
Why do you like this?
But well, I'll tell you what. I know what I love about women.
You
I
have wonderful legs.
I have never really sussed it out, but I imagine it to happen that if you dress as a woman, go in a powder room filled with sort of scanty clad women who are primping for the night, and expose your penis to all get excited and dive on you.
You figure that out now?
Oh, that's fight over from watching we fight the movie. Over
fight over penis.
Yeah. That's
penis.
Good. Well, let's see.
You always talk about spank me.
Spank
you,
me, F me, yeah, but
did
I don't
you ever
have
see
one.
Boys of El Barrio?
No, I didn't see it.
It is a page turner.
Is it porn?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's
I don't
gay
like,
porn.
I don't like, ooh. Mm.
What happened, Buzzkill?
Well, here's the thing.
Well, explain to her about this.
Well, okay, because I've been...
She needs a little talk about this.
We've been talking about this, yeah. Which is, you know, I think people think that most men are just sort of... heterosexual men are just sort of
not
gay bashers.
Just, yeah.
Well, I mean, we're sort of phobic of... here's the reason right. We don't accept the gay lifestyle, because we're not liberal enough. We're too uptight.
We're too rigid.
The
yeah.
man in society has forced his will on us, and we're sort of freaked out in this knee-jerk reaction about men and men.
No way.
But here's the thing. Guys have a visceral reaction to seeing depictions of gay erotica. I mean, the most liberal... open-minded, atheist, left-wing Democrat in the world sees two guys cornholing, and he has to avert his gaze and hold his hand up. If he sees two guys kissing,
but
he
why
has to,
is it like that for guys?
Out.
Like, if I see it's, chicks it's, making out, I don't get aroused.
We don't know
but
why.
I don't freak out.
We can't figure it out. But Adam was talking about how.
Is it because guys are big babies?
No. Yeah.
Because I did an event the other night. I know this is a big shocker, but I hosted a drag show, and so the whole gay army was there in mm-hmm. full uniform. Mm-hmm. If you know what I'm saying, and so. So I had the crew of my reality show there because I'm doing a reality show for Bravo right now called The D-List, based mm-hmm. on my life as a D-List celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
Not that this is not an A-List gig tonight, because I want you to know.
By the way, she didn't bother bringing the cameras in for the,
I know.
The G-List.
What I love is that my crew didn't even really think it was yeah. worth coming to.
No, not worth it.
They literally show. Would rather be at home. With yeah. my mother-in-law cooking for my Christmas party.
Yeah.
Okay, so so anyway, we were doing the drag show, and I was, of course, in heaven. And then a couple guys on the crew were, like, all night, they had to keep saying every 2 seconds, like, oh, I got to take a bath when I get home, and I don't want to get too close to this. Like, they were going to catch the gay.
Hmm. Right.
So I'm not saying that they should have put on, you know, a Lucy dress and done the conveyor belt chocolate scene to music themselves.
Right.
But why do they think they're going to catch the gay?
It's not.
Why do they have to say it every 2 seconds? It's like, I knew they were gay.
It's the level of their discomfort with this. And Adam was always describes how he's going through his big top porn section, you know. Mm-hmm. Tell her.
Well, I want to say is it's important for society to realize that heterosexual guys have a visceral
biological reaction
to gay erotica.
A recoil.
And I wonder, by the way, if that freaking out makes a certain small percentage of them want to go get them. Do you know what I'm saying?
Because you feel angry about it?
It has
obviously.
You have such a reaction to
right.
it that it makes you want to just go after it. I mean, you know, males do have that instinct.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know what I mean?
Well, I'll never get that. Like, how does it go from I'm not gay, it's not my thing, to let's tie Matthew Shepard to a post? I mean, what's going on with that? Like, why to make guys actually go through with the action? Or that guy, Trev Brody, who was gay bashed literally within an inch of his life and has been, like,
yeah.
trying to crawl back to sanity. I mean, I can see, like, even, whatever, guys make jokes about it and stuff, but, like, when you're actually taking a lead pipe and you're cracking the guy's head open...
Right.
You can't control yourself?
No, that's...
No, well,
what is that?
Well, first off, the Matthew Shepard thing is turning more and more out to be a speed-related incident. Yeah, the guys were high on speed and trying to score speed, and there was, like, one guy went into this sort of crazy rage and just started going nuts and then bashed in someone else's head later on. It turned into a big gay bashing thing, but it's a whole hour-long special on it. Really didn't have that much to do with the guy's sexual proclivity now that they look at it. Either way, the guys are in jail where they belong. I don't know what makes guys do that. I wonder if that small percentage of guys feels like, you know, methinks thou protest too much. You know, maybe they feel a little bit that way.
I think it's a certain amount of it is entitlement. I think some of it is just, I can just do it because I can. I think it's very similar to the beating of a woman thing. It's anger. You know, a lot of guys have anger toward women, but when you're actually putting your fist in some woman's eye, mm-hmm. there's got to be some kind of entitlement, some kind of I'm doing it because I can. And then the normal garden variety, I hate women. and I'm mad at my mom.
Yeah.
You know, I wonder if, stay with me, this may be hard logic to follow,
mm-hmm.
that you know how in any relationship it takes two.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that there's something evoked in these potentially violent
guys. I already
guys.
Do not like where you're going.
But you're saying...
No. No, I'm not saying it's anybody's responsibility.
The gays deserve it.
No, I'm not
that's
saying that.
That's what I hear.
I'm saying that,
well,
that, that there's something... It's a what we call a projective identification, that there's something evoked, that evoke women evoke something, these violent men, gay men evoke something within these guys. Now, people can easily go, well, it's their fear of homosexuality that's... in, but maybe it's something else. Maybe it's something more... primitive in the sense that they're receiving something from these guys that makes them angry.
Let's put it this way. Let's look at it on the bright side for 1 second. I know it sounds like retarded logic, but you take 100 million heterosexual men, you show them 100 million depictions of gay erotica, and there's 100 million heterosexual men that vomit a bile.
Yeah.
Okay, out of that 100 million, only about 18 actually beat the crap out of them.
Mm-hmm.
That's not bad. All right, there we go. Let's move forward. You know what I'm saying?
You're both pathetic.
Low percentage.
I can't believe you think that Matthew Shepard had nothing to do with him being gay. It was just a speed freak thing.
I just saw a whole hour's worth of like 48 hours or 2020 or something
Who
on it.
Who did it, John Stossel? That sounds very slanted to me.
John Stossel.
That right wing a-hole.
Give me a break. I love when he starts whining about consumer
I like
product.
When John Stossel did a whole 2020 about how Morgan Spurlock exaggerated. Mm-hmm. And that they had four people that lost weight by eating supersized McDonald's every day for a month.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's real.
Well, it's his job. It's a artistic
There's only one Anderson
license.
Cooper. That's all I can say.
Samantha?
Here we go. He's dreamy.
Here we go. Samantha?
Yes.
You're 24?
Yes.
What's up?
I was wanting to know about signs and symptoms of being a sex addict.
Mm-hmm. Well, it usually means having a lot of sex, or at least preoccupying
with
about sexual things.
You don't like very much and who aren't very nice to you.
Well, or just having consequences from your sexuality. Mm. Either
or not really feeling anything.
Not
well, but
there's
getting
a lot of girls that do
now,
that,
Kathy.
And then you have some Krispy Kreme and all the pain goes bye-bye.
And
it's
he promises you can get to the main company at the Groundlings, but he lies.
It's more about the consequences and the fact that you keep doing it in spite of not wanting to stop and getting worse with time. What's happening?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let me tell you some more signs.
Hold on.
Is she talking about herself or her boyfriend? Maybe she's talking about her boyfriend.
Every time we go to the phones, it's like somebody yanks the cord in a 40s movie on a train, and it just locks up. Sparks flying out from the wheels. I know the edict is go to the phones, but every time we go to the phones, it's like all of a sudden, all right, everyone take a Quaalude, suck off this ether rag, and let's just bring it down.
Well, Samantha, having been sexually abused is another sign. Family history of addiction, another sign. Mm-hmm. So what do you got going?
Just unable to keep a relationship going.
Because you have sex with somebody in the middle of the relationship?
Yeah.
Well, that may be just plain old sabotage.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a history of difficult family relationship with your dad has been very chaotic.
Where's daddy? Where is he?
He passed away 3 years ago.
All right, I'm going to hang up on you because of the three Mississippi before every goddamn answer, unless we can get that down to one Mississippi.
What this means is, what you see evoked in him is she was physically abused.
Yes.
That's how he responds to victims of physical abuse.
Because people that are angry, actually, it's a female and a male thing.
But you know what, now this goes back to my thing I was talking about with the gay men.
Right.
Maybe there's something in them that evokes this kind of reaction.
No,
Adam's just a dick.
And it's not about being gay. It's about something evokes, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Dr. Griffin.
Is it his dickness?
Dr. Griffin makes a valid point.
Samantha's not a bad person. Samantha's not,
she's angry.
Objectively
angry,
but she evokes something in him.
Because she's angry.
I think what she evokes in him is that he knows he can bully her because she seems all timid.
No, she's
angry.
He
can't resist.
She's angry.
No, he hates passive aggression.
You understand? Let me explain something.
Passive aggression makes him nuts.
I am like one of those airport dogs.
Well, then you must love me because I'm aggressive aggressive.
Yes, he likes that.
Yeah, you're aggressive aggressive. I know exactly what I'm getting into with you. These people are like, they're like tsunamis. They're like tidal waves that are only 3 foot off the ground. You go, I can handle this, and all of a sudden, pow, they envelop you.
Yeah.
You, I see coming from the lighthouse.
You got your surfboard, your wetsuit.
No, I start heading for high ground. Are you kidding? I'm not going near the ocean. Plus, it's polluted. Samantha?
Yeah.
All right. What happened? Sexually abused by dad? Physically?
No.
Physical abuse.
No.
No one ever hit you?
No.
Wow.
Never.
they abandon you?
Three Mississippi.
That was five.
Yeah.
Kind of, sort of. I mean,
where, yeah.
He was sick from terminally ill from the time I was 10.
Ooh.
So he's, it's hard to be terminally ill for 14 years. What did he have?
Cancer.
What kind of cancer?
Non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Well, again, he had a potentially terminal illness, but he wasn't terminally ill when he first got diagnosed. So why all the feelings?
Maybe in the house
that?
They always acted like he was going to drop at any minute, yeah. And then exactly. Maybe she thinks guys are going to drop at any minute.
Exactly.
Well, so your dad was a good guy?
Oh, yeah.
And
Mom?
What?
Mom?
Shot him.
How was Mom?
Loud.
Did she?
Wow. Too bad you didn't get any of those jeans.
And by the way, I got a crystal
like a
clear
cobbled together show.
Mom. Got to exactly.
Yeah, by the way, you needed the 10 count for loud? Loud. All right, let's do a reenactment.
So what about Mom? What was she like? Mom? Anything you can tell us about Mom?
Mom? Loud. Aha! Now I know. Woo! It's just snapped into focus.
Anyway, Samantha, you certainly behave like somebody who's had some difficult experiences growing up.
So did Dad pass away?
Recently, 3 years ago.
Yeah.
So he made it for 10 years at the house.
Yeah.
And you
lymphoma is a highly treatable condition.
And he was a good guy. You loved him. Everything was cool with him.
Yeah, we had a great relationship. A great
and so,
relationship.
Mom,
your entire life.
Yeah.
This is your biological father?
Yeah, he was my hero. I mean, he was my best friend. I mean, he was gone. I mean, he was military, and he was treated out of state, and my mom became the breadwinner, and so, I mean...
So he was out of the house now?
Yeah.
Something, Samantha, something's wrong with the story. Something's very, very
wrong. How long did he go away
for
treatment?
Maybe she idealized him too much.
Oh,
ooh. He went away for 9 years to be treated?
No. No way, Samantha.
He would go away to be treated at the hospital, and we would go to see him, to visit him on a weekly basis, because when they found the cancer, it was in stage 5 cancer.
Stage 4.
Yeah, and I mean, it was just really, really bad. I mean...
By the way, stage 4 non-Hodgkin lymphoma is one of the more treatable conditions.
Yeah. I wish I had that.
They treat him with aggressive chemotherapy. It tends to go away for a while, which is, in fact, obviously what happened with him.
Right.
Why 10 years of hospitalizations?
He would go into remission, and then he would come out, and he would go in, and he would come out. And he
right,
would
but how
in.
About when he was out of the hospital? He'd only be in for a couple of weeks for chemo. Well, he'd be out for months and months and months. Why are you talking about him as though he was away for 9 years?
Well, for most of my childhood, he was an absentee father because he was in the hospital because he would have complications.
Yeah, Samantha, you are distorting things. First of all, until you were 10, you didn't have a sick father. So for essentially all of your childhood, you had a healthy father. Subsequently, you had a father with a chronic condition that required intermittent hospitalizations. Did he divorce your mom? I mean, why was he not part of the family? You're really distorting this.
Well,
all right, I think we set a record there.
No, we're just getting to the good part.
The good part?
He was just getting her to open up.
I was hearing trees.
Oh, you're like my husband with the clicker.
No, trees were falling in the forest and not making any sound at all. Holy mother of
pearl. This is why.
God, turn off Survivor during the tribal council, why don't you?
All right, Samantha, please spit out a goddamn answer in somewhere in the... we're trying to get it into the first break here.
I suppose because... my father worked nights, and he was asleep during the day. And when he came down with cancer, I mean, he was kind of absentee when I was at school until age 10. I mean, he would sleep during the days. I never saw him during the day.
So your father was checked out your whole life, not because of his cancer. He just was not a father.
He was a saint.
Checked out.
Look,
perfect guy, best friend.
Okay, here's what goes on with kids. They have to make one parent into a saint and the other one into the devil, whereas I've declared both my
both
parents idiots on many,
right.
many
You're
occasions.
You're much more involved. You're much more involved.
Yeah, I know. Just admit they were both. Your mom was crappy. Your dad, I'm sorry for what happened to him, but it doesn't sound like he was, you know, the world's, he was not a nominee for Dad of the Year. before the cancer.
Right. And your mom was abusive, it sounds like.
All right. So get some therapy.
Go to Sex and Love Addicts. It's a 12-step program.
Yeah. And well,
no. Not bad.
Go to SA. SA's better.
Sex Addicts?
Yeah. Sex Addicts Anonymous. Or
CODA.
CODA would be good. But also, the hospital where he was treated, you said he was with the military, there are all kinds of grief and loss kinds of groups out there. Get involved with something like that right now.
All right. Let's...
That's what drives me crazy about people. Again, in our culture, you and I had a little discussion about Dr. Phil. It's like they whatever the patient says, whatever the person says, like, oh, really? Really? Oh, mm-hmm. You have to understand what really
the
is
distortions,
what
et
is true. You must understand
well,
it. It's like being an attorney who knows the answer to the question. You've mm-hmm. got to know
I was going
to
say, it's like, what if the police conducted themselves like this?
Yeah. Yeah.
No one would ever be in jail.
Right.
It would always be like, oh, well, no, well, yeah, I was holding the gun. It was smoking when he burst into a liquor store, but that's because the guy shot himself, yeah. the Korean guy, and then he handed it to me yeah. when he was falling down. Oh, okay. Well, we take your word for it, Mr.
Right.
Johnson.
This
hit the road. We'll call you for anything. Yeah,
all the
I don't
time,
know why. Rich. I don't know why daytime TV travels down this road. Oh, because that would have been. Oh, you poor dear. Oh, he had
yes,
cancer.
Right.
Oh my goodness, you had to be the strong one.
Right.
You had to be parentalized so early in the relationship, right. and that's all it turns into. Nobody wants to scratch at anything or get to anything. Samantha was sort of confused and angry and screwed up, mm-hmm. and her mom was bad. And her dad didn't sound like the greatest guy either.
No.
All right. Kathy Griffin's here, though. She
Maybe
hates her
times.
Parents. No, she loves her parents. What do you think about your parents?
Oh, plug the damn DVD.
Allegedly, what do you think about it? Allegedly.
Oh, yeah. You mean the name of my new DVD? Oh,
that's right.
Well, allegedly, off the shelves?
Allegedly is the name of your... What a...
Oh, yeah. I know, that's weird.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Let me say, I was reading the National Enquirer.
Yeah.
And,
at the salon this weekend.
Oh.
Getting your mani-pedi?
Getting your nails done?
And yes, I'm getting a cuticle push, just drinking a smart cocktail, and reading that Kathy Griffin is ripping Hollywood's hottest stars to shreds.
And that quote is from?
The National Enquirer.
Yes, Enquirer. An excellent periodical.
Yes, yes. So, Kathy, anyone has seen Kathy in person, I haven't, knows she
Adam.
Is... amongst the funniest stand-ups working today. Yes?
Okay.
No,
that's so not
funny.
A compliment. Anyone
oh, wait,
who's
wait,
seen
wait, wait,
her,
wait, wait, wait.
I haven't.
Wait, any if you know Adam, and any of our listeners know Adam, he never compliments comedians. So
yeah.
for
Why?
Him to
what
say,
is that about?
You're
untrue.
Funny, and he
untrue.
Likes
untrue.
You, that's like, oh, my
untrue.
God.
I compliment comedians. I just
now say, you're screwing with it completely here. You want to dig your
no,
hole
I know, but I mean, let's. There could be other
comedians
listening.
You know what? Let's
listening.
Scratch. You were talking about scratch a minute ago. I'm not going to just believe everything you say. You better look at me and say that I'm a pretty and a funny lady.
Kathy Griffin, I have known for, what is it, 15 years now?
Uh-huh.
Always puts out, I don't mean sexually.
But that
although,
we do. Yeah,
but not emotionally.
No,
I might put out sexually, but not emotionally.
She shows
not
up.
That kind of girl.
She shows up whether on stage, whether right. on panel, on a TV show. It's going to
yeah.
be on Jimmy Kimmel Live coming up
I saw
on
her
the,
get married to Clay
on the 15th.
That's
what?
Right.
Oh, yeah. On, right.
I proposed to Clay Aiken.
On the Billboard. No, the
American
Block,
Music Awards.
Yeah, the American Music Awards.
Two billboards
right.
tomorrow.
That's right. The point is she is someone who shows up. There's yeah. lazy comedians out
right.
there.
Right.
There are people that just sort of show up to do talk shows, and they're going to sit there, and they're going to be charming, and they're going to rest
or
on the laurels.
Or they don't write their own material, or they have nothing
yes,
to say.
Right. Not Kathy Griffin. No. She shows up loaded for bear.
Boom.
Thank you. All right. Drew, you know you've heard of Loaded for Bear?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, bye. Well, and Jack Chris, Loaded for Bear? Okay, bye.
Huh?
We're going to... I'd like to sit in a room and see if we could find out if there was one thing that the two of you knew. Because I don't think it's out
huh?
there.
Huh?
I'd be sitting there and be like this.
Maybe simultaneously?
I'd be sitting there and I'd be like,
oh, no, no.
Tugboat. Drew? Yes. Chris? No.
What's it?
Okay.
Abba?
Cloud.
Abba Zabba.
Cloud. Chris, yes. No, it's Cloud. Drew?
Oh.
No. That's a little, no.
Cloud?
Sorry.
McLeod?
No. No, sorry.
Oh, wow.
And then days would go by.
Calendar flip by.
All right, let's take ourselves a little break. The great and hilarious Kathy Griffin here tonight. New CD or DVD, I should say, out as we speak, allegedly. Kathy's never been funnier. We will take ourselves a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dear friend Kathy Griffin in tonight. Allegedly, name of the DVD. It is out. It's the hottest DVD out there right
I'll
now.
Say.
Town
I'll say.
Is buzzing about
yeah.
it.
You, hey, is it yeah. me or was Usher just like 2 years ago, like kind of like a Nancy boy? Like, how did Usher turn into the sex symbol? Wasn't he kind of like following Michael Jackson around
and
singing in a high register?
But you know what's weird is that things
doing moonwalking?
Things that become really huge in our culture are always, and I don't mean to disparage him even, but in general, things that become really giant are sort of so mediocre.
Mm-hmm.
You notice that?
Yeah.
Why don't really good things become giantly popular?
The kid can dance. I'll give him that. But yes.
But he kind of is doing Michael Jackson's moves. I mean, I remember he was like in that Michael Jackson special. And he and Nelly, how did they get so like thug?
I don't know.
Nelly wasn't a thug 2 years ago.
I don't know how.
His name is Nelly.
I don't
know
her.
I know. Nelly's the blonde kid from Little House on the Prairie who used to antagonize poor what's-her-name.
Yes.
Yeah. That's Nelly. Pigtails and carrying her books with a strap on them. The guy I'm always confused about is Mark Anthony. This guy.
Oh, I don't get it.
First off, Heartthrob International.
Skeletor.
I call him Skeletor.
She could just kick his ass?
Yeah, look.
Who kicks ass?
J-Lo. It looks like she could literally take him in a fight.
Oh, she could snap him.
Why didn't we talk about how brutal she was to Ben?
I don't want to talk about
that.
I'm not done with Skeletor.
You're engaged, and then go out and go marry another guy 2 weeks later? That's brutal.
Yeah.
I'm not done with Mark Anthony.
I
want to know, like, look, here's what we got to start doing. We got to start doing this with Paris Hilton, too, which is here's the male and female new rules. Just because you're blonde and you're not fat doesn't make you hot.
Yes.
Paris Hilton, not hot. Flat ass, no cans, and looks like somebody punched her when she wasn't thinking about something and her face stuck that way.
But guys like her because
they don't. Because they're idiots.
No, they like the sex tape.
No,
all the guys watched it, put her on the map.
Yeah, but
by the way, is so healthy for teenage women to see.
Yeah,
do a sex tape at home and become
a
star.
If Ricky Lake does a sex tape, all the guys aren't going to like her.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? There has to be something there.
Mm.
I'm just saying, she doesn't get to be smoking hot. Her partner, Nicole Richie, does not get to be smoking hot. I've seen these people in person. I mean, Nicole Richie.
Who's hot? I want to know who's hot.
There are hot. You know, there's chicks like Famke Jensen. Those are hot women.
She's a he-she.
No, she's a hot she.
Oh, come on.
What was one from Species? What was her name?
There's Natasha Henstridge.
She's beautiful.
These women are hot.
I don't get Famke Jensen.
Nicole?
He-she.
I don't get her. I don't get her either. Oh, I'll tell you. Well, then.
I know what you're talking about.
Give me a Miata and a squeegee for my Lucite shower because I am now gay.
What about Cameron Diaz?
Not too much ado about
right? Man body with boobs.
Yeah, just I almost put cute personality.
Right.
Nothing wrong there. Certainly attractive woman, but doesn't need to be as hot as she is.
Mm.
Too much, too hypey. It's like Pam Anderson hype.
Right.
Too much. Yeah, Nicole Richie, you see her in real life, nothing wrong with her. But look.
So who's sexy? Lucy Liu?
I'm not done talking about the ones that aren't sexy.
Oh, well, stop with you're not done. You're on the show every night. Let me talk.
Okay, but here's what I want to say.
Here's
what I'm saying. I didn't get to finish my point, which is if you're skinny and blonde, you don't automatically get to be hot.
Right.
And if you can sing and you're not fat and you're from Mexico, you don't get to be a Latin crooner. You don't get to be a international superstar, you know, like Mark Anthony. There's nothing hot about Mark Anthony. Plus, he's got the world's crappiest song. That one hit he has blows humongous bungholes. It is the worst song I've ever heard in my goddamn life.
Adam, yes. How old are you?
I'm 40.
You just said blows humongous bungholes.
Yes, it's awesome.
You have to get creative on the radio.
Relax. It's fine. It's good.
Yeah.
Claudia Schiffer.
Well, I will say...
Yes.
Claudia Schiffer.
I will say that I met Mark Anthony once, and he was very charming.
Hmm. Well, maybe that's
very charming.
Yeah. Was he singing his super crappy song?
You need to know, or I need to know.
Yeah, God, does that song suck?
Tell me, baby girl.
Oh, does that song blow? I'm insulted that I've had to hear that song, even once. I'll tell you, Tara Reid, not hot.
Mm-hmm.
Cute, but no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
First off, you can't be 5'3 and be just, you know, smoking pipe and whatever. You can be cute and nice. And don't get me wrong. I'd be glad to lay down with any of these women. But Tara Reid, much ado about nothing.
I'm 5'3". I'm right here.
Sorry, baby.
I'm 3 feet away. I can't believe you just said that.
You have a set.
What if I said you can't have a unibrow and be hot?
You? Oh, okay. Now, okay. Hope
or
you're kidding.
Or a hairy ass.
Oh, okay. Now, out. Get out. Out.
Oh, now I crossed the line.
You certainly did, sister. Now, here's the thing. You got a set of headlights that won't quit. That's number one.
It is my bread and butter. It always has been.
She's a good, solid, heaping D cup.
Yes. Nice.
You understand?
All real, baby.
And you can throw out the measuring tape when you're busting out the D cups.
Stick the fork in me. I'm done.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
But you can't talk about other women around her.
Oh, yeah.
You can't do that.
No, well.
Oh, I am livid.
Drew, we should really work out who's hot and who's
not. It's not easy to figure out, right?
But women get angry at men because they like the Paris Hilton types.
They
and
should.
We really don't.
Yeah.
These stupid guys
Hilton
types.
Okay, well, Matt and I talk about this all the time because he has a whole list of women that women think are hot.
Matt is Kathy's husband.
That's my husband. He thinks that no guy wants to.
Whatever.
F?
Julia Roberts.
No.
Oh, no.
No, I do.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
You do?
No, I think she's beautiful.
Oh, no, no.
No, there's the guys. Okay, let me.
His theory is that women want to be her, but guys don't want to do her.
Well, there must be some guys that do.
No. I'll tell you the guys. Okay, here's that person. That's Sarah Jessica Parker. Those are the ones that the chicks like that the guys don't like.
No, yeah, girls love her.
We all
want to be her.
Seriously?
Right, but I've never heard a guy like hubba hubba for Sarah Jessica Parker.
Right, that's the girl.
Well, I've heard a lot of gay guys talk about it.
Well, sure, those are chicks.
Right.
The point is that's a great example of a chick that girls love and think guys should love, but we don't.
All right, what about this?
I'll tell you the two most controversial ones. It is Julia Roberts and Angelina Jolie.
Oh, no, guys totally want to do Angelina Jolie.
You wouldn't believe the tards at my office. Talk to the tards at the Kimmel Show.
They don't like her.
That's
them knowing that they're trying to break the mold and they never have a shot with her, so they're trying to be defensive.
Guys, she's exotic.
And Angelina Jolie.
She's sexy as it comes.
Listen, she's strikingly beautiful, but so is Julia Roberts. They're of the same mold.
You're saying guys would rather do Julia Roberts than Angelina Jolie?
No.
No. What about Selma Hayek?
Dig her.
Oh, for sure.
Name doesn't come up that much. But
she's more in the Angelina Jolie camp.
But the girls really want to be her, too.
All right, here's all I'm saying.
What about Paltrow? No, guys don't think she's hot, right?
She's there's nothing wrong with her.
No, she's beautiful and she's a classic beauty.
Right.
But I don't think guys think she's like...
What about Tom Cruise's old wife?
Well, also...
Nicole Kidman? No, I think women want to be her.
Right.
More than guys want to do her. Although, I think it's good she's been kind of mixing it up lately.
Yeah.
You know, going out with Q-tip and stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, here's the thing. We think she's nutty and that either we're going to break her or she's going to bite our dingling off. That's the thing with it. She's going to start preaching about Scientology. It's going to turn out to be a disaster.
She's not a Scientologist.
Yeah, but she can still preach.
Okay.
Okay? Touche.
On guard.
I don't know. She's not a...
Who is the hot list? It's hard to come up with.
I will decide who's hot.
Okay, let me say this, though.
Yes.
Guys love to sit around and talk about how chicks aren't that hot. They love to go, I don't think so and so. No, straight guys. I don't think, I wouldn't
do her. It's a comedy writer.
But what guy is going to kick Angelina Jolie out of bed that either one of you two know? You too, Chris.
I'm telling you, Kimmel.
Like any of you even
Kimmel
possibly
doesn't
know
like
one
her.
Guy
Kimmel's
that would,
gay.
Kimmel doesn't
like Kimmel's gay.
He's bi.
Are you,
he's please.
Like cars.
You, first off, you,
or at least down low.
You realize if ABC found out he was gay and not bi, you understand what this could do to his career?
He's bi. You're right.
No, he doesn't like her. There's many other guys at the office that don't like her.
Oh, you guys love to act like, oh, I wouldn't do her. Come on.
I'm not that guy. I'm the guy. Listen, I should get praise from you broads and the gays, too, and possibly even the lesbians. I'm the one who says Angelina Jolie is a striking beauty and that there's way too much made from Paris Hilton and Tara Reid. Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with them, but they're not that hot.
No, here's how you're going to get praise. You're going to get praise from me for being attracted to Emma Thompson.
Yeah,
she's attractive.
She's beautiful.
Yes,
but most guys don't get her at all. Like you're going to get praise from me for thinking.
But there's attractive, and then there's you're really going on the hot scale. You're looking for.
All right, let's keep moving.
Keep moving
on. Let's keep moving. Courtney.
Yeah.
You're 16.
Yeah.
I hear Emma gives up the back door. That's really the only.
You're going to blow my cover.
Okay, Courtney.
Yeah.
But she doesn't blow any covers. Courtney, go ahead.
I was just wondering if breastfeeding, when you have like an STD, could give it to your baby?
HIV, maybe, but that's about it. Why, what's going on?
I had chlamydia, and I didn't know. I had it for 2 years.
Uh-oh.
I got a call from my gynecologist, but I never checked up on it. I just...
You delivered your child with chlamydia?
They gave me antibiotics. I like, the whole lot of stuff happened. I ran away from home. I went to live with my older boyfriends.
Courtney, just stay focused here for a second. Did you take antibiotics before delivery?
I ran away from home.
Yeah, but it's like I didn't know what they were for.
Okay, well, they take care of the chlamydia. It's gone. Because if you'd had chlamydia, hang on, did you have a cesarean section?
No.
Okay, if you delivered with chlamydia, you can infect the baby during delivery. That can have a horrible eye infection.
And if you were black and it was a girl, that would have been a good name.
Chlamydia?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you took the antibiotic, so you're good, Courtney. Relax. It's just a single dose of an antibiotic all you need to take.
Now you have yourself a new baby,
you're
right?
16.
And an older boyfriend. How old?
26.
26. All right. I'm almost never wrong about this. Jew. Am I right? You're Jewish?
No.
Or?
No.
He is. He is, though.
He is, right? He's Jewish?
No. No, he's not.
Knock you over. Shocking.
Knock me over. He's 26. You're 16.
He's a criminal.
You cranked out a kid.
Are you a Mormon?
No, I'm not a Mormon. Okay. I'm not anything.
What's the plan now? You're out of school. You're taking care of your kid. I hope it's a girl.
No, it's a boy.
Ooh, violent criminal instead of stripper.
That's rough.
Society. You know,
those are the two choices.
That's how they turn out.
Girl's like,
stripper,
all right, so
or violent criminal. Okay.
The girl becomes a borderline. You know,
the girl's like, all right, there's plenty of room on the stripper pole for another one. Hop on. I'll be looking forward to that. I'm going to go ahead and circle my calendar for 2022 when I can see her at a local strip club. But the guy's like, I'm going to get stabbed at the ATM.
I was listening to a lecture night by a psychiatrist who was talking about how all the personality disorders are represented on the cast of Star Trek. And the Klingons.
Nerding.
Hang on a second. The Klingons. Hang on. This is for the
Jesus Christ. What do you
relax,
do?
Relax. The Klingons are the borderlines and the antisocials. You know, the male Klingons are all these aggressive, violent, manipulative, evil people. And the female borderlines are all seductresses. The female, all seductresses.
Never seen the
show. So they all had...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so they all have these kinds of person. Right, exactly.
Okay.
Courtney?
Yeah?
Does your child have what looks like a spine going down its forehead?
No.
Okay.
Pointed ears?
No, elephant's trunk. It looks like an elephant's trunk, right? Is that what the...
I had one more question, and I thought maybe you
Pull up a Klingon, head. Would you, Chris?
What's that, Courtney?
Hold on. He's reaching into his underpants. Use a computer, baby.
A web.
All right, go ahead, Courtney.
Internet.
I was just wondering, because I don't really understand the guy mentality. I don't know if this is just with every guy. After I had him, my boyfriend was okay. Now he's sort of like telling me this isn't what he wanted, and that he's basically, he told me he was doing me a favor. Because
men do not want babies. Make no mistake about that.
Well, they don't want 16-year-old girlfriends with babies.
They don't want babies until they are completely set in life to handle a family. They have no craving for baby. They have no desire for baby. They have no interest in baby.
Unless they want to eat them.
Yeah.
Courtney?
Yeah.
Here's your plan. Because if I would have got to you a year ago, we would have been all right. But now it's time for plan B.
Well, why does she have to stay with the guy? Because I'm sure she's convinced she can't live without him.
I left him yesterday, and he called me today.
Oh, well, as long as he calls.
It's good and not good. I mean, how do you advise her to keep the dad around?
Look, the guy's 26. She's 16. I agree. He's a criminal. I'm sure he's a world-class a-hole. You'd probably be better off without him. Here's what you have to do. No more kids for at least 9 weeks. And no more guys, no more kids, and focus every day on not effing up this kid.
Yeah,
can you do that
and get on long-term or a contraceptives? I was reading this study just came out that showed a marked reduction in gynecologic malignancies in women that take long-term birth control pills. Fast reduction of ovarian cancer, uterine cancer. So now there are clear evidence of long-term health benefits from staying on the goddamn pill. Get on the pill.
Thank you. All right, Kathy Griffin, dear friend, allegedly name of the DVD. Out as we speak. It's too bad it's not out on VHS tape. Otherwise, the crawl is going to enjoy it.
Sorry.
All right, go ahead.
I'll follow the dear friend with the name of the
song. Let's take a break. All right, be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew, who's occasionally right. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Kathy Griffin. Dear friend, Kathy Griffin in studio tonight. Looking beautiful as ever on the cover of her DVD, Allegedly, which is out, and the gays love it. The lesbians agree. Smashing.
Oh, I'm still trying to get the lesbians in my corner.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're a tougher crowd.
Really?
They're a tougher crowd, yeah. And they run this town. So don't be fooled.
They what?
They run this town.
Oh, of course.
The lesbians. Yeah. Yeah. I'll tell you how to get the lesbians. How do you get the lesbians on board?
Political. A lot of them have a very strict political agenda.
But they're not like the greatest sense of humor, typically.
Ooh, yeah, they're angry. Yeah. That's right. How about you drive one of those Subaru Foresters?
You got to meet your lesbians at the dog park. Lesbians love their dogs.
They love dogs.
Oh, God, they breed them. They take care of them. They groom them.
Well, first off, all angry people love pets.
You want a lesbian looking after your dogs.
Oh, yeah,
you know, if you're taking the dogs to the vet, you have to have a lesbian vet.
Yeah.
You know, grooming, walking.
Here, you want to find a lesbian, here's what you look for. You look for the Subaru Outback wagon with that mesh grid that's on the back seat that protects the dogs.
Then you know you got yourself a good quality lesbian.
That's the Lesbomobile right there. That's right.
This reminded me of something. Tonight I saw an episode of Trading Spouses that I thought, Adam, you would have loved this. There was a hippie father. Mm-hmm. Who wouldn't let his kids wear shoes, took them out for yoga and Tai Chi every day. Right. These kids were like robots. Yeah. And they brought in, they traded out the mom, who was this completely squashed woman, by this dad who just, anything had to be. And he was advocating about, you know, how the Chinese raise their kids and all this BS. They bring in a huge, wonderful African-American woman who goes
cooking with a lard immediately.
She goes, what is going on here? These boys need a chance to breathe. What's going on here? And he goes, my boys never get orders. And she goes, that's fine. I'm not ordering. I'm ordering you to let go. Nobody gives me order. This huge, grandiose, this incredible narcissism.
And I guarantee you, he thinks he's pro-woman.
The narcissism was so profound and so rigid. It was amazing to watch it kind of come out. This woman going, hey, I'm not worried about you. We don't care about you. We got to save these boys.
Right.
And he just, alien emerged.
I have an Oprah question.
Yeah.
Let me just say, it's all happening on Oprah this year. I know your friend Jimmy has a little dog and pony show that he tries to
do
every night.
He secretly loves it.
Right, so
but let me tell you, it is all happening. That's how I found out that all guys get, you know, BJs from guys. Oprah on the Down Low episode.
Mm-hmm. All guys do.
All guys get BJs from other guys.
Mm-hmm.
All guys are on the Down Low.
Hold on. Let me ask Chris. Let me ask Chris what he thinks. Chris, what do you think of that? He's under the console.
Oh. See?
Yeah.
Huh?
Need you to get behind the board, buddy. Enough with the BJ. We'll finish during the commercial.
And then they're talking about the tossed salads, the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
But now Oprah is on this new kick where she's getting couples to allow, you know, like hidden cameras to be, you know, round the clock in the home. Mm-hmm. And apparently there's this epidemic. I want to ask you if it's true because it's so horrifying.
Yeah, what? Mm-hmm.
Oprah's saying that it's like the best kept secret in married life.
Yeah.
That husbands are like harshly verbally abusing their wives. And they have tapes and tapes of these couples where the guy is just degrading the woman.
Yeah.
And
I
you
like
stupid bitch.
Let's bring her a tape from the Dr. Drew household and hear the abuse verbal licking that Drew takes on a nightly basis.
So,
believe you me.
A nightly basis.
Getting his ass kicked up and down the hall.
But,
yeah.
So then you'd be the one sitting on Oprah kind of shaking while your wife just, she raises her hand and you flinch a little bit?
Yeah, he starts crying.
Or go to ball. Yeah. Suck my thumb.
So is this really that prevalent?
Aggression in the home is very common right now.
Wow.
But it's not just men on women. It's mutual aggression.
Right.
Yeah.
And on the kids.
Now, what happens when a relationship gets to that point? Is it over? I mean,
this is sort of endemic.
Oh, I don't mean can it go on. Obviously, these couples stay together. But I'm thinking if you're married to somebody and they're calling you, like, stupid bitch.
You know what my therapy
that's
friends...
That's pretty irreparable.
My therapist friends tell me is that the main focus of their interventions are trying to get couples to play fair, which means not to abuse and not to degrade. Just to trade turns and play fair.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the whole thing. And because things are so primitive in households these days, if they get that far... things improve.
In any relationship, there has to be a healthy amount of give and take. Now, shut up. We're going to do a little Germany or Florida.
And then we'll go back to Oprah?
Yes.
Okay. Back to Adam. Back to Adam.
Yes.
Dan.
Yeah.
You're 18. Time to play Germany or Florida. As everyone knows, all bizarre stories emanate from either Germany or Florida. You give us a bizarre story, and we tell you. Is it Germany or Florida? Go ahead, Dan.
All right. A couple's under arrest after notifying police Thursday that their quarter-pound stash of marijuana was stolen. And that they needed the weed back because they're going to later sell it.
Okay, hold on.
Got to speak English. It's one of the rules of Germany, Florida again.
A couple was under arrest?
Yes, was taken under arrest after notifying police that their quarter-pound stash of marijuana was stolen. Mm-hmm. And that they needed the weed back because they're going to sell it.
I see. All right, so they had their marijuana stolen. that called the cops to say it was stolen. Mm-hmm. And
here's what this is. This is a Dutch couple in Germany.
Oh, confused.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Edgy. I like it.
Yeah. Like a 40-year-old Hawaiian in California who doesn't know it's okay to
Bang
14-year-olds.
Bang 14-year-olds, right.
Or turn right. All right. We're going Germany.
Yeah.
Kathy?
I'm always wrong about this.
Mm-hmm. All right.
It sounds like Germany, too.
Okay.
All right. We're all going Germany, okay. Dan.
Sorry, guys. It's Florida.
What?
Tell me it was a visiting couple. It was a Floridian?
Yup.
Oh, wow. Well, Dan, good guy.
All right, Dan.
Well done.
For that, we send you out nothing. But thanks for calling.
He doesn't get a trucker cap? Or?
We don't have anything
Decks
on the show.
Decks of cards.
It was a big deal when I wanted a pen. Drew, seriously, do you remember the coffee?
Okay, stop it. No, you guys already talked about this when I was on the show.
All right.
You've got to get over the coffee crisis.
No, I'm not done.
Break.
Oh, God.
We'll expose Kathy under the Ranchero Countdown. She's never played Ranchero Countdown.
Oh, wow, this is going to be huge. All right, Kathy Griffin, dear friend, in studio, allegedly, name of the DVD. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Who? Dr. Drew! Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Kathy Griffin, dear friend, and Kathy Griffin, in tonight, allegedly, name of the DVD, yes, Drew.
Kathy, Adam, and I will talk to each other. We'll call each other when we're driving into your party.
I'm going to be honest. I'm a little traumatized right now.
Because
you guys just revealed something to me that just blew my mind.
Kathy wanted to know why we go
to the bathroom together. Because I said, mm-hmm. Kevin and Bean don't even go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Lightning and Kevin don't go to the bathroom together. They don't talk about it. They don't look forward to it the way you guys do.
We do.
So that's suspicious. So you go to the bathroom together constantly.
Mm-hmm.
And then I find out, after doing the show for 2 hours for a million years, you guys talk on the phone to each other in mm-hmm. the separate cars.
Separate cars.
Mm-hmm.
Well, do you discuss the show?
No. We try to hash out the beats for the following show.
No, you don't.
No.
Really, you're so professional and so prepared that you go over your outlines and your research and your notes. Oh, I wish I'd been more sensitive with Samantha.
Yeah, well,
Is that what it's going to be?
We actually listen to tapes of the show and review them with the program
criticize
director.
Each other. Well, Adam criticizes me.
What was the conversation last night? In the car.
So much mom.
No.
Always.
No. Well, I do a lot.
Are you kind of his therapist?
I do a lot of complaining.
No.
But
I actually asked you about something. I remember interrupting you.
We were talking about people's inability to sort things out in a garage.
Yes.
That was one of our big conversations.
That's right.
Drew lately, people that help us. Drew lately has been floating a theory on fetishes that he has been mad about.
Well, that sounds interesting.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I do the lion's share of the complaining, but then Drew gets going on occasion too.
Yes.
It's mostly sort of mutual bitching and complaining.
Yes.
But
now,
it's
Adam,
really,
what do you bring to the table? Because it seems like
he gets me complaining.
Oh, I'm provocative. I'm fascinating. I'm riveting. And here's the thing. Nobody else is up at midnight.
Right.
So the ride home is very lonely.
Right.
And both of us, I think, are used to talking on the phone when we're driving in the car. So it just sort of leaves each other.
Now, are you doing it? Please tell me you're at least doing the hands-free kid.
No.
Yes, I do.
You're holding the phone the whole time?
Listen, I would only drive with one hand even if I wasn't holding a phone.
Wow. Right.
I'm not big into the wheel.
I don't like the neck thing, so I just wear the... I want one of those Bluetooth phones.
Ooh.
Yeah. Right,
maybe you guys can rehash that for a half hour on the way.
We'll talk about it.
Yeah.
We will talk about you.
Yeah, we'll talk about you.
We talk about the guest invariably.
Yeah, that's probably what we talked about.
I don't like that at all.
Yeah, we talked about whether we want
to
have sex on the guest.
What am I going to talk to you guys about?
Yeah.
What?
Is a guest hot? Do we like her? It's always like, I know that type. We dated her in high school.
Speaking of high school.
Yeah, we gossip.
You know you guys are 40, right?
We're the ladies of lunch.
How dare you?
How
dare you? What are you talking about?
Has anyone told you?
No.
You're not sophomores?
Like, you guys seem like teenagers.
Yeah.
Your voices are like old.
That's my favorite drop.
That's right. I seem like a teenager because I say bunghole. All right. Well, Kathy, look, you can't drive
a wedge between
our love. We love each other. That's all.
But we will talk about you tonight. Don't worry.
Yeah.
But it'll be about our love for you, though. Well,
right.
I can tell you.
I hope you come out okay in the wash.
You got nothing to worry about.
No.
Well, I got to call somebody. I'm going to call Margaret Cho and talk about you.
Oof. She's not going to be at your party, is she?
No, she's actually in London.
Oh, good.
Okay. We'll be there.
Adam! Well, that's hurtful.
Last time I saw her at your party, she was in step number 9 of her sobriety, and she had to pull me aside and get into it with me about doing things that she was ashamed of, and it brought
that
me down.
That is my dream conversation. Because
I was drunk. Yeah. It's a bummer. We haven't talked about this in a while, but the people who are sober out there at a certain stage,
they
get to that point where they make amends, and I have gotten the phone call. I've got it in person. I've gotten the phone call, too, and it's always that same thing. It's like, hey, Adam? Yeah. This is John. What's up, buddy? I haven't talked to you in a few months. Just do me a favor and listen for a minute. Oh, Christ.
Oh, boy.
Listen, I'm ashamed of a few. And I always try to wave it off. Yeah, no. This is my look, a couple of beers, whatever, amongst friends. No. A
couple of beers,
here's where the trouble. Here's where you know it's coming. It's not all right. that's where you're screwed. It's like,
well, can I tell you my version of this call?
Yes, please.
Kathy, it's me, Jonathan. There's something I need to tell you that I've never told you, and I haven't been honest.
Yes.
The reason that I am not married at this time, just hear me out, is, oh God, remember when we went to see Les Mis that night? And there was that blonde, gorgeous, gorgeous boy. Anyway, he wasn't just a friend. Are you okay with this? Should I keep going? And literally, I'm doing my nails. Uh-huh. Oh, no. Really? Right. Oh, wow. I guess you never know.
Just the fact that he has your phone number makes him dead. If he had if you have more than 5 digits of Kathy's phone number,
you're gay. You're gay.
Oh, yeah. You're running a cabaret with more than 5. 3, you're bi. Any 3, by the way. They don't have to be in order.
Oh, my gosh.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right. Well, let's just hope I'm not cornered by anyone who's on step number 9 and needs to get something off their chest.
Okay.
And listen, it's to anybody who's out there who is, I'm cool.
It's okay. Whatever it is.
Water
okay.
Under the bridge. We're fine.
Now, since you are going to attend my Christmas party on Thursday, what are you, considering you've come all these years, what are you looking forward to? What do you anticipate to be the highlights?
Here's what I'm hoping for. I'm hoping, I know there's going to be a lot of reality show people there. There always is. I'm hoping that it's an upper echelon group of, reality show.
And what was that
mean? Apprentice. And
I'm looking for some Survivor.
So you want network people. You don't want anybody from Manhunt.
No. I don't want to be surrounded by the Aussie guys from Manhunt.
You don't want Outback Jack.
No.
You know what?
I
spent time with Sharon Oliver.
Although I have tried
that. Oh, seeing Sharon.
She is lovely.
Is she coming?
Yeah.
No, she's in London.
Mm. I also like your parents.
Oh, well, they're always a good time.
And her food, your mom's food.
Yeah, the meatballs.
Yeah, I'm going to need more booze this year.
We have so much booze, I promise.
Right, but you got to spread it out.
Okay, listen, we have a martini bar that what's in a martini, vodka? So the vodka company is providing, or gin, they're providing like a whole martini bar. Then we have just tons of, is vodka and Red Bull a drink?
Yeah.
Okay, so they have that.
It is for Drew's wife.
And then...
Yeah.
And then we have so much booze, I promise.
Okay, here's what I'm going to need you to do.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to need a bottle of Old Crow in the tank of the toilet of the second
floor bathroom.
I want you to stash booze for me because I don't want to get in line.
No, but then I always have the tubs of just the beer cans.
Okay.
So you can just reach in the tub, not have to deal with the gay bartender.
I just need something hard in the tank of a bathroom that we designate that I can get to.
Just
that's all I'm saying. Yeah, I can't wait in line.
All right.
So any other, you got any other B or C list celebrities there?
Yeah, I have a lot of good people coming.
Okay. All right. And food?
Excellent food.
It's her mom's food.
It's actually my mother-in-law's. So my mother-in-law, my mom does the IKEA meatballs like nobody, and she kind of does something special to the sauce, but my mother-in-law is actually cooking as we speak from scratch, so the food will be stellar, not like crappy catered, like mass-produced, really good homemade, delicious food.
All right, good.
And you know that the Marines come, because it's for Toys for Tots.
That's right.
So there are hot Marines.
That's why I'm coming early.
There's something I need to tell you. Remember at your party when I talked to one of the Marines? His name is Private Joseph. And that night... I asked, and I told.
Let me say this, reminding me with the Swedish meatball. That's something we could eat a little more of. Always enjoy them, never eat them.
They went away in the 70s.
Yeah.
They're fantastic. Yeah. Nice on a soft roll with some honey mustard.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Sarah?
Yes?
You're 24.
24, yes.
What's up?
I just started using the Nuvo ring. And,
I'm sorry, what is that?
It's a Nuvo ring. You insert it in once a month.
Yeah.
It's like
an IUD?
No.
I love you.
Hi, thank you. You'll have to educate me. A nouveau ring,
Nouveau ring.
It's a ring that you put in you for birth control.
It's, it releases hormones slowly over a month, 3 weeks.
And my doctor told me not to take it out, just to take it out once a month and then replace it and not have my period.
That's it.
And so I did that, but like... my breasts are huge and very swollen, and it's painful to sleep. Mm. And one, I want to know...
Adam, that's not empathy.
One, I want to know, is it all right not to have your period? And
yes.
Two,
is it so, wait. Sarah, why would your doctor have recommended that if it wasn't okay?
Well, jealousy. I don't know. It just seems kind of weird to me that...
You don't have to have a period. There's nothing about your period that has to happen. It does not have to happen. In fact, more and more doctors are recommending at least 4 or 6 months, or many times 12 months, of uncycled oral contraceptives.
I would love to not have my period.
Yeah, just take it continuously.
Well,
and the fact is that...
So would man.
It doesn't... It never builds up.
Okay.
Okay, and... Or it doesn't,
but
it
in
doesn't,
the animated film that they showed us, there's a little wall.
It builds up. It doesn't have to come off. It stays in a steady state. Let's talk
about this for a second. I'm going to put Sarah on hold because I was listening. You know, by the way, is there anybody decent on weekend talk radio anywhere in these United States?
To satellite lately.
It's always some blowhard talking about your financial future, and it's unlistenable, or it's just some idiots talking about some vitamins that are going to cure everything.
Oh,
and I heard
toxins.
Some idiots talking the same thing with the. But you know, somebody called in complaining about the birth control pill, and it's like, oh, it depletes your body of this.
Are you
kidding?
That.
When are we going to get to the bottom of this?
The fact is, there's some excellent studies coming out that show reduced incidence of cancer, ovarian, uterine cancer. It's already been proven that there's less STD, less tubal infections, less complications of tubal infections when women get them. There's at this point, it appears only health benefits of being on the oral contraceptive
pill. I didn't like being on the pill. I felt like I gained 5 pounds.
That's right. If you gain weight, her breasts are tender from the estrogen effect, so she may need to talk to a doctor about adjusting the kind of hormone she's on.
Mm-hmm.
Many women, if they're on a very low-dose pill or high doses of progesterone, they can get depressed, they can get vaginal dryness, they can get their libido shut down. So you need to find the right combo to control your sort of subjective symptoms. But the fact is, pregnancy is a life-threatening sexually transmitted disease. And it's something that you need to be protected against. That has far more risks than the contraceptive hormones.
All right. Well, I think people feel like
are you saying because if her breasts are sore, then she shouldn't be on it?
Not necessarily. Just for her comfort, she should adjust the dose of estrogen for her comfort. It doesn't mean anything bad's happening.
I think there's a feeling that if you control the period and control the estrogen level, you're sort of playing God. You're tampering with something, and there's going to be long-term effects. You're going to have to pay the fiddler at some point.
Yep. Nope.
No free lunches in nature, you say, Drew.
No free lunches when it comes to euphoria, when it comes to feeling good.
Right.
But when it comes to these sorts of, you know, cycling issues, when you suppress the cycles, I mean, it doesn't seem to do anything.
All right. Sarah?
Yes?
All right. Have your breasts grown?
Yes. They've grown probably like a whole cup.
What are they now?
Is that going to go away? They were probably like a medium B cup.
All right. We don't need to talk anymore.
Well, she's a full C now.
Bonesy,
maybe he's going to talk about her on the way home.
No.
We'll be talking about you.
Yeah, but Sarah, that's from the estrogen effects of the pill. And again, you need to talk to your doctor. They will not. The size thing will not go away. The tenderness might get better, but you need to talk to your doctor about it.
I say we play a little Aces Mexican Ranchero.
Oh, yeah.
So what is this?
Oh, this is a huge, huge game. You live here in the Southland, yes?
Yes, I do.
And anyone who's lived in the Southland has heard the delightful Ranchero music.
Well, and of course, it was wherever you went when you were in Afghanistan. Wherever you went.
Right.
Nothing says ranchero like Afghanistan.
Drew, you're confusing. No, see? Please, Drew, be quiet. This, by the way, Kathy just voiced what the entire audience says when you talk.
Boy.
So please, just quiet down.
Don't make me turn on Drew.
No, okay. But when you drive around through Los Angeles, you hear this ranchero music blaring from lunch trucks, construction sites.
Right.
It's a wonderful music. It is accordion-driven, and so much so that not more than a few moments ever go by without hearing the accordion in ranchero music. We take a random ranchero song. Engineer Chris punches it up in a random part of a random song, and we try to figure out how long before we hear that accordion.
And not that horrible, crappy song, that one I hate.
You cannot play God when it comes
so
to
wait,
God
so during music. The song, you're supposed to say now if you hear an accordion?
No.
You will make your guess now.
How much time goes by from the moment he randomly turns the song on until you hear an accordion?
Well, don't you want to be safe and say no time?
Perfect.
Well, perfectly good bet.
Okay. You can do
excellent
it.
Bet.
All right,
excellent.
That's immediate. Drew?
Eight seconds.
Ooh, lifetime. I'm going to go...
Split the difference.
Yeah. I know. I'm going five. Okay. I'm going five.
Just to be obnoxious.
All right. Are you ready, Chris? Three, two...
No.
All right. No. Okay. All right.
Three...
Well, that was a second off.
Two, one.
Go. Six seconds.
Six.
Huh? Five.
You got it.
I won.
You got it.
Yeah. That's how Aces
Rancho.
How did
you know that this one was an accordion?
Your ear will become attuned.
No, that's the horns.
Hear it back on the background? There it is.
Yeah. There it is.
Yeah, that's the trumpets there. There it is. Yeah.
I mean, come on, he's rocking.
Yeah.
That was really, I went five. It was about 5.5 seconds. Yep. Now, do you know what he's singing here?
About killing himself?
Yeah. He laments that he can't stop playing the accordion.
Yes. Oh, no, he's going to kill the accordion guy.
Oh, yes. He sings. He apologizes to the audience for the horrible music that they crap out. He says only Mark Anthony can make crap this badly. And swears he's going to kill the accordion player and then himself before he gets home and his family. Yeah. Oh, and the trumpet guys, too.
Oh, yeah. Good.
All right. Here we go.
What?
That's how you play.
This picture's a little serious.
Yeah,
I don't know how that
why
works.
Wait. Why is there an 8x10 of Dr. Drew Pinsky and Adam Carolla color?
It's for you. Mm-hmm. It must be for you.
I don't know what that is. Oh, you
why
know what?
Why is it here?
Give me one of those. I got to send one of those to somebody.
Who?
I went to some fireplace store in the Valley, and the guy wanted my picture, and I didn't have one. And then he made me promise.
Don't you love
when
people ask as if you carry them around with you?
Yeah, well.
Do you have a picture yourself? No,
I don't. It was funny, though. There were a few celebrities on the wall who did tote the picture with them.
No, they sent it in.
No, he said some people send it to us, but others have it in their car.
Who had it there? Oof.
I can't remember.
All right. Brilliant. Bonaducci?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I have no idea.
Okay.
All right, you ready?
Here we go.
All right. Kendra?
Yes?
You're 18?
Yeah.
What's up, baby doll?
Okay, well, it's kind of weird. So, me and my boyfriend, we've been together for a while and everything, and we're doing the sex thing, right? And I just not recently, but for the past 2 months, I've been on the pill, so he started, like, doing his stuff inside, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Finishing school, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
doing his stuff inside.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm trying to think of the best way to put it. Okay, but now... like, we'll just be, you know, casually lying in bed after sex, you know, pillow talk. And it, like, stuff
pillow
comes
talk.
Out.
It's called torture for him.
He's snoring.
He's done his thing.
What did he do inside? Hold on, I'm confused.
He filled her Twinkie with his creamy filling.
Oh, I thought he, like, did something else.
No.
All right.
And, so you're there lying in bed together, and what happened? That's the question.
It comes out. I don't know. It's not me, because, you know.
Kendra. Yes, it does. It comes out. That's right.
Yeah.
That's normal.
I don't know what it is. Like, I'll get up off the bed
Kendra?
And I'll be like, puddle.
Kendra, yes. It comes out. That's right.
That it's just filthy man juice,
it
right?
doesn't all stay in. It comes out.
It's supposed to come out. Why?
Well, what do you think? You got a shop vac down there? What do you think's going on? You got a wet dry vac?
You know, the guy goes inside.
Honey, I spilled something in the kitchen. Come here. Bring your vagina. Nah, there you go. Get that oatmeal right up. Better than having a dog.
I'm dying to hear what her questions are, what she's thinking about.
What
this.
A genius. Although Kendra's a hot name.
On the pill or what?
What's that?
Hmm?
Kendra, it will always come out of you. That is normal.
Yeah.
It's normal?
Wait, she just asked if it's because she's on the pill. Does she
no, what do you think? Do you think the sperm is running away? There's still millions of sperm. Kendra, still millions and millions of spermatozoa left behind.
Yeah.
Millions.
Yeah.
Mother Nature's taking care of this. Don't worry. Lots of fluid will come out. Yes. That when you stand up, lots of stuff comes out.
Yeah.
You don't have to keep it in there to get pregnant.
That's why you need the gravity boots.
That's disgusting. Okay.
Yeah. Eventually you just
guys are gross.
Out. Yeah.
That's the bottom line.
Well, what's the disgusting part? The part where
baloney.
That's gross.
The part where it comes back out?
Yes. You're lying there and his dirty man juice just oozes out of you?
I would be grossed out if it didn't come out. You know what I mean? I hiccuped and tasted it like an hour later.
Oh.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying,
that's
Drew,
disgusting.
what goes in you that's gross that you don't want to come out?
No, that's what I'm talking about.
I don't care if it's a shard of metal or Slim Jim. You want it out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
Yes.
Kathy?
You know, that's so typical. You guys
you
with
got
your
enough.
Whoa, what happened?
You used the S word.
Well, you guys have been saying goddamn it all night.
All right, yeah, you said goddamn it, but shh, quiet, honey.
How often do you hear the S word on radio?
I didn't think you said goddamn it.
Well, now you know you can't.
All right, you can fix it in post.
I was
it's
one
not
of
like
the,
this is live.
I was one of the earlier pioneers at goddamn it, by the way. Thank you.
Well, you guys don't ever have anything ooze out when you're laying there trying to sleep.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
That's because you guys, you know, it's kind of gross when you're laying there and then stuff just oozes out.
No, I appreciate that. I'm surprised at the part where she's surprised by it.
I hope something oozes out of your penis tonight. I really do. Something.
It does.
Keep, rest assured, it will. I'll be thinking.
Every night?
I'll be thinking of you, too.
Every night?
No, sometimes twice a night.
Twice a night? You're jerking off?
No, how dare you. Sometimes.
During the day, too?
No, not. No. I mean, unless.
Oh, God.
If there's no one in the bathroom over at Gimbel, you do what you gotta
do. Oh, God,
hey,
in the work bathroom?
Listen, when you have. You don't know what it's like to have writer's block.
So what do you have to do? Be real quiet so nobody hears you?
Quiet.
You
no, people know my thing.
He's what, they know your sound?
They know when Corolla's got writer's block.
I don't think Kathy heard the story about Jimmy leaving you a present.
What?
Come on. Out with it.
Wow, I'm traumatized by this.
You were.
It's funny, I was thinking about it earlier today. Yeah.
No, this is disgusting.
Wait, you haven't heard it yet.
Did he leave you his poo?
Well, no.
That would have been considered a small victory.
Yes, that would be the, you would have forgotten about that.
Yeah.
We wouldn't be discussing that. Go ahead.
Jimmy and I were,
listen.
Many years ago, K-Rock sent the morning.
Jimmy worked for K-Rock, for those of you around the country.
Sent the morning crew and me up to Seattle because UCLA was in the Final Four. Of course, being K-Rock, the world's cheapest station, and radio in general, we stayed at a hotel that was probably about 40 miles out of town and was a motor lodge. It's the kind of thing where you get in a room, it was a motel, you get in a room and you see headlights from the car pulling up. The guy doesn't set his emergency brake. You're going to be crushed in your crappy semen-soaked bed watching your pay-per-view. So, and it's like shared a parking lot with a 7-Eleven.
Yeah,
like there was no division between any. It was a horrible
hotel. What did he leave you?
We had to stay. Jimmy and I had to sleep in the same bed together because obviously they wouldn't spring for another $18 a night room.
He didn't jerk
again,
off next to you.
How much worse
can it be?
We would have to get up at like 4:30 in the morning to make the hour long drive into Seattle to the show. So you know we'd hang out at a strip club until 1:30 and then go to bed at 2 and then get up at 4. He would hit the shower. And I would hit the shower behind him after he was out. Unfortunately, being a crappy motel, the tub didn't drain very well. So the shower was mid-shin height, about 12, 14, 13 inches off the top of the tub, and I stepped in there. Obviously, taking an hour to drain and have time to wait for it to drain. So after Jimmy stepped out, toweled off, I stepped in and started the shower. And so I was about halfway into my shower. Jimmy knocked on the door and told me to enjoy. He beat off in the shower.
Yeah. Left a little present for him.
Left a little present
in the
for him.
Floating in the...
Floating.
Yeah.
A slick.
Maybe that was a gay lie. Maybe he was just saying that to...
Oh, no.
No.
And then with the Adams Harry...
I'm convinced some of it's still there.
Kathy just threw up.
I'm convinced that
dry heaves. I feel like I have the dry heaves coming.
Santa Barbara DA.
You guys are disgusting.
To investigate my
when
shins.
When
do
you stop
find
being
something.
Disgusting? When?
That's what I'm asking.
When they're dead.
Anyway, it really fouled up the ecosystem over there. A lot of otters and seagulls were killed, tangled up.
Chris is the voice of reason in this room.
That was pretty funny.
Yeah, buddy. It was bad times, too, because, you know, when you got that warm, hairy water, it's up to your shin, and there's a jizzberg floating in there. Painful.
Gets caught in the air.
So I can't say what I just said. You can say jizzberg.
Yes, we can, because that's a city outside of Portland. Unfortunate for the residents, but it was named, you know, long before.
You know, these visits never
old.
Go the way I think they're going to go.
No, you think
you
they're going to go good.
Here, I think they're going to be fun. I think I'm going to move a lot of DVDs tonight.
No.
I'm going to promote my DVD.
No
I'm
going
to see, I love those guys.
Impossible.
They're so fun.
No. Now, it turns out to be revolting, humiliating, and you need to take a rape shower after the
show.
All right. Let's take a little break.
Okay.
Kathy Griffin is disgusted, and
so
that's
saying a lot.
So you
guys can go to the bathroom together?
I'm going to barf, too. Don't worry. Yeah. I'm going to go vomit.
That's like John Waters saying you're gross. Yeah. Kathy Griffin going, oh, my God, please.
That's too far.
Allegedly.
You crossed the line.
That's right. You crossed the line.
I'm going to go vomit.
Allegedly. Name of the new DVD. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dear, disillusioned, disgruntled friend.
Disgusted.
Kathy Griffin in studio
tonight. I'm emotionally dismembered.
Allegedly, name of the new DVD.
Yeah.
Go ahead and buy her DVD and make her feel better.
Thank you.
I was, Drew and I just made one of our many trips to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever go in there and just talk? Because you can't pee that much, right?
I went in and just talked.
We are certainly talking. Yeah, you did this.
I stood behind Drew.
Well, what do you do? Watch
Wait, he stood behind me.
Wow.
He farted.
What if something happened?
Wait.
Isn't this show supposed to help people?
Wait a minute. What did you do? Let's be fair. What did you do?
I stood behind Drew.
Yes.
I spoke to him while he urinated. By the way, don't ever turn your back on me, Drew.
You farted.
I No, I simulated farts with my...
No, and then you lifted...
And then I did blow an actual fart, which is unusual.
With the leg lifted.
Well, I don't want to chance anything.
I want to
aid its escape.
And we talked.
Then I took a half a step toward the toilet and saw that it was day glow yellow, and then launched into a jag about what is going on with society and guys not flushing the toilet and people can't flip the cap down on the ketchup container.
Did you flush the toilet?
No.
Why?
Because I was too busy listening to him.
And I was
trying to get away from the fart. Well, it was the latrine. I used the latrine, not the toilet.
All right.
Yeah, he used the urinal, and that has an automatic flusher, which is now served to confuse people because I think they think everything's an automatic flusher. But here's all I'm saying. I see a lot of this now where you walk into the kitchen and the microwave door's open. The person didn't have the decency to shut it. The ketchup is all crusty. The mustard's all crusty because they didn't flip the cap down on it.
The coffee mug with the quarter inch of coffee sitting in
the everything is filled. The you go to the bathroom, go to the airport or something. It's just urinal after urinal filled with urine. People don't have the dignity to flush it. What is it? Is it a big F you to everyone? Have we become that much individuals?
Well, girls' restrooms are the worst because girls have this crazy, ridiculous, irrational fear that if you sit on a toilet seat, you're going to get...
Women have more
preoccupation. And they pee on the toilet seat.
They stand up over it.
Every time I go to the public restroom, I have to stand there and clean it for like five minutes.
They hover
and then,
over it, right?
Really?
I don't hover. I sit right on it.
They do a hovering thing.
I don't want it splattering all over my thighs.
But women have way more energy about the bacteria thing. More. They just,
So women actually urinate on the toilet seat.
On the toilet seat.
They hover over it.
No, I know, but I find it interesting that women's number one complaint with men at the home is having the seat down and getting wee-wee on the seat, but if you go to the public place...
It's disgusting.
Really?
Yeah, it's gross.
Unless you're into that kind of thing.
And I am not.
Oh, well, speak for yourself. Pardon moi. So you then don't hover. You have to wipe off the urine.
I go in and I get a bunch of Kleenex and I wipe it down, and then I just sit down like a normal person.
But I like to make a
comment. No, I don't need that. I like to make a comment. Like, some old lady will get out and then I'll look at the toilet seat and it's all splattered and I'll go, oh, I guess I'll just clean up after your pee.
Yeah.
You say that.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
I've never once had a person acknowledge it. I've never had a woman say, I'm sorry, or shut up, anything.
O'Hare Airport, they have a nice thing where the toilet changes its own plastic thing. Yeah.
Right. That's pretty sweet.
Not had the chance to test that out. I'm going to build up something nice and head to Chicago and see what I can get done. I like the people that make their own sort of MacGyver-esque makeshift ass gasket out of toilet paper and then just leave it there like some sort of offering.
Right.
Should I use it? Or perhaps I should carefully flip it over and use the other side. Listen, you idiot. You made an ass gasket. You took a dump. Now flush it. Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ. Why don't you just come over and rub some fecal matter on my car rearview mirror while you're at it? Really, you whizzed up the thing. Just flush it. Just flush. Yeah. That's all. Yeah. Put the cap back on the goddamn ketchup, shut the microwave, and flush the effing toilet. Mm. That's all.
There you go.
All right.
Dump the coffee.
All right. No, I'm not saying even toothpaste. You know why? Mm. Because I'm talking workplace, other people. Okay. Well, you do what you want at home, drive your spouse crazy, do whatever you want, drive your roommate nuts. But when you're out using the kitchen at the job or you're using the airport bathroom.
Do you and
Lynette
have separate bathrooms?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's key. That is key.
That's good for marriage hygiene.
Yeah.
Marriage
success.
Yeah.
Because I whiz in the sink.
Yeah,
that's my thing.
Kathy, relax. Just Deep
That's
breathing.
My thing.
Deep breathing.
Drew told me it was sterile.
Deep breathing.
And once
you're
I found that out.
You're in a sterile.
Look
so
out.
So now he uses it.
I used to whiz in the sink before.
Why would you whiz in the sink? Why?
Well, first off, I like to look at myself when I whiz, and there's usually, you know. And I'm a multitasker. I will oftentimes shave and whiz in the sink.
No, you can't.
It's
you
the
can't.
Height of the counter that allures him.
Yeah, I'm a rangy. And it feels good.
Gross.
And it's really...
Wait a minute.
There's a certain freedom to it.
What if your wife was going to, like, say, oh, I need to wash out this tank top before I wear it tonight. I'll just wash it out in the sink real fast.
Mm-hmm.
Which is where you pee.
I would give it a sulfur tie-dye. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Drew?
Yeah.
Do
That's
something.
True.
Let me tell you this. I used to whiz in the sink before Drew told me urine was sterile. And now that I found out it's sterile... I don't even move my toothbrush.
Okay, do not come to my
over.
Party.
I'm coming over.
No!
I'm coming Thursday.
You're disinvited.
I'm going to drink a pony keg, and I'm coming over.
Oh, God!
Drew, no whizzing between now and Kathy's party.
Sink.
I'm going to break it in.
Oh,
I'm going to christen
nice
it.
Such nice granite. There's going to be little droplets
I'm gonna
of
no,
pee
he doesn't,
on
he doesn't,
the granite.
He's very good. He doesn't,
oh, come on.
Doesn't
I'm like William
no,
Tell.
What if they did one of those Dateline, you know, lights where they have the...
Oh, yeah, he'd be pristine.
No.
It'd be just the bowl.
Oh, it's so gross.
If I see Stone Phillips there, I'm not going to do it.
My mother and my father, who adores you, knew this about you.
Here we go. Thank God.
Well, it's high time they found out.
That's the real you. What are you
doing? Kevin?
Yeah.
You're 25?
Yes, I am.
You have a real-life German Air Florida?
Personally viewed.
What's up?
All right. Driving down the street, 9-year-old kid on the side of the road at a trailer park, bent over, pants around his ankles, dog licking his butt.
Wow. Yeah.
Florida.
Well, it's Florida. You got the trailer park in there.
Is that the final answer?
Yes.
No, Germany.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
You guys are 0 for 2.
Wow. We've never been 0 for 2.
Mm-hmm.
Trailer Sorry. Park in Germany.
Gypsies.
Ooh,
oh,
interesting.
Oh.
Thank you, Kevin. We'll send you out nothing. Here's a hypothetical I thought of today. Has a trailer...
Wait a minute.
What?
Go ahead.
Has a trailer ever burnt down because a menorah tipped over? Now, think about it.
Okay.
Give yourself a few beats.
Because at first you think no, and then you think, a lot of old Jews in Florida. They can't all be wealthy.
I want to explore. Really,
Drew,
Germany?
First, I'm going to need your answer.
No. Never happened.
Kathy? Yeah, really? Menorah trailer
sure,
fire?
Of course.
One time, perhaps?
Yeah.
That's
okay.
Kevin again. Kevin.
Yeah.
You were actually in Germany?
Yeah, I was in the military.
All right. Now it makes sense. One of our callers in Europe, what?
Yeah.
In the military.
Okay.
That
yeah.
all snaps into focus.
Yeah.
All right.
Frankfurt or something? Where were you?
It was in a town called Friedberg.
Mm-hmm. Friedberg, yes, that's a big... I was actually asked to come speak there.
Friedberg?
Yeah.
Really?
It's one of the oldest medieval towns in Germany, apparently.
I think they were trying to lure you in there because they found out you're half Jewish and they want to kill you.
Yeah.
They'll oftentimes do that.
I know.
Or they wanted a dog to lick your butt.
Yeah, you'll get that very cryptic. Yeah,
either way.
Come on down. We want to hear what you have to say. And then they string you up. Oh, yes.
I wonder why they set up in Friedberg. What the hell's going on in Friedberg?
Who cares? You ready to roll?
Let's go.
All right. Question for Kathy on line 5. Sam?
Yeah, I'm here.
You're 24?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well,
hi,
Sam.
I had a question actually that... Hey, Kathy, how's it going?
Okay.
I had a question for both of you guys. I just got out of college a little while ago. I'm really into writing and comedy. And I wanted to know just kind of like how you guys got that first initial step into the business.
Go ahead, Kathy.
We never get a question like this.
Yeah.
It's always, my father just gave it to me up the butt again, and he's in the final stages of AIDS.
Well, so you're not going to answer
This is a very lighthearted, I'm just thrilled.
Go ahead. It's true. It's nothing but fathers in the butt. Go ahead.
I would say
and chlamydia by breast milk.
How did you get started? Were you in Chicago?
I was in Chicago. I did my first commercial when I was 18, when I was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And then I moved to Los Angeles and I joined the Groundlings.
Mm-hmm.
I did that for a long time and I got
I don't know this about you. Did you always want to be comedy?
Since I was 5 years old. Always.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say pursue it as much as you love it, but you really have to love it. If you're like on the fence or not sure, or sometimes you get discouraged, it's not for you. You have to love it at any cost.
Mm-hmm.
And be able
Adam?
To make sacrifices for it.
You have to do nothing but make sacrifices for it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Adam hates comedy.
Well, that's true.
What went wrong?
I love money.
Oh, okay.
That's the beauty of it.
Well, don't act like it's a really easy way to make money. Oh, comedy is an easy buck.
No, it's not. But if you can do it, you might as well do it and get paid instead of swinging a hammer.
Yeah.
You can yell that and work with a bunch of racists who call their children the kid. Sam?
Yeah.
What do you want to do? You want to write?
Yeah, specifically, I do want to write. I've always been kind of into kind of the behind-the-scenes aspect rather than being on camera, but I really like the creative side of it.
Well, that's smart.
All right. Well,
you're already ahead of the game.
You need to, if you want to write, you need to write, though. You just gotta write something every day and get involved with some, like, you know, improv troupe and write a bunch of sketches for them and do it that way. Have people do your material.
Isn't there stuff online you can just write? And there's, like, websites where people just write stuff and
you can publish pretty much anything you want.
It also seems like a pretty good time. I know it wasn't that long ago, but when Kathy and I met, we probably met over at the Groundlings 15 years ago or so now, and there weren't that many outlets. Like, there was a whole thing where the cable was kind of just getting going. There wasn't all these reality shows. There certainly just there wasn't 350 stations with 1,500 shows, 1,000 which you've never even heard of. It was just like, if you're funny, you're either sitcom material or you're not. And if you're not, well, have fun playing a cruise ship for the rest of your life. There's nothing. There's no place for you on TV. There was all this Bravo and TNN and Spike and Comedy Central. You know, think about what Comedy Central's offered. It's offered people who they wouldn't let on TV, guys like myself, maybe people like Kathy. Yeah. They've given a place for us to go. Some people that aren't
Sam,
necessarily.
Sam, what city do you live in?
Well, I'll put them on
San Francisco.
I would say you have to live in L.A. or New York to really be professional.
All right, so go to New York. Please don't come to L.A. I don't want to get behind you at a red light when you're
not
turning
right.
Oh, yeah,
there's a lot of writing jobs in New York.
Adam, yeah, go to New York.
Adam, I think that the work you did on The Family Guy is hilarious.
Well, thank you. It was easy. They just told me what to say. All right, you ready to rock?
Break.
Anyway, no excuses. No quick fixes. You just do it because you like to do it, and if it works out, it works out.
Yeah.
In any business.
Yeah.
You just focus and do it. Have we ever heard a shortcut in this business?
No.
No.
Paris Hilton?
Or even a plan or a, you know, sort of...
Yeah. Especially in comedy or writing or something. People just do it.
But we hear the same thing from the musicians talking to people that want to be musicians. We hear the same thing for every single creative endeavor. It's always about just something you really got to do. You better just get good at it and do it, do a lot of it, and see what happens.
All right, let's take ourselves a little break. Dear friend Kathy Griffin here. We'll take a break. Name of the new DVD, by the way, allegedly Hot, Hot, Hot.
Mm-hmm.
The gays love it. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. That's our dear friend, bitter friend, Kathy Griffin.
Hello.
Allegedly name of the DVD. Kathy making the rounds.
You can get it on my website, kathygriffin.net. You can get it Amazon, Best Buy.
Kathygriffin.net.
Virgin.
What else might we find at kathygriffin.net?
There's some beautiful airbrush photos. That's really the highlight. Then there's my upcoming Kathy Griffin events.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's the schedule for my Bravo special, The D-List, which is still pulling in big numbers.
Yeah.
Then there's my tour dates. There's some good celebrity pics with me and celebrities.
Celebrity. She said celebrity. Is Brooke going to be at the Christmas party?
No, she's doing a Broadway show right now. But there's a good one of me and Clay Aiken.
Important.
Yeah. Me and Diana Ross. Kelly Clarkson.
Diana Ross doesn't seem as nutty as she used to be. Did something happen? She got through rehab?
I would say she was fairly nutty, but she wasn't Anna Nicole Smith nutty.
All right. Seems like she's off
of
something.
Did you see her again?
I was there. I was right there.
How
in the
does
hub.
She defend that?
Here's my question.
For
honestly, I'm not kidding, and I've been around her, you know, quite a bit. It almost seems like a morphine drip. Like, what possible? Because Matt was trying to say, oh, she's probably on Ativan or something. I said, no, I've taken an Ambien on a plane.
Yeah,
I can.
She's
function.
Taking a lot of something.
Yeah.
But is it? Do you think it's all one thing? Like, is
no,
it potentially all a downer? Or do you think it's an up and down?
No, well, when you're that...
Like,
when
what
you're,
makes you...
When you're dysarthric, when you're slurred like that and you're slowed, opiates.
Well, what are opiates?
I got to get some
Oxycontin, Vicodin, et cetera.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's probably Vicodin.
And then you can add
it's got to be a lot of Vicodin. I've taken a Vicodin after a facelift and I can talk.
It's always a lot, but they also usually will sprinkle in some benzodiazepine, add a Xanax, that kind of stuff. And it adds to the slow.
So what does Xanax
do? I'm getting hungry, Drew. Quiet.
What's the what?
What does Xanax do? I thought Xanax and Ambien were the same.
Xanax is specifically for sleep. Xanax for anxiety.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
By the way, and you know, not that she's not high as a kite, but
don't those make you eat those drugs?
Eat?
No.
Not necessarily.
No. She's from a very small town in Texas. She was discovered working at a fried chicken place and dropped out of the ninth grade. Mm-hmm. I mean, and has not furthered her education since she's come out
to
California.
To.
No. So the point is...
And doesn't feel one bit guilty or self-conscious about being really stupid.
If she wasn't high, we would just notice how stupid she is.
Mm-hmm.
Now we notice how high she is, which is actually better for her.
Yeah.
We can all laugh about that.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah? Mm. No? Mm, what about it, Drew?
It's a progressive disease, potentially fatal.
She's fine. She's doing good. No, she has a love. She has a child.
Interesting, though, she's so destructive to the people around her.
Mm-hmm.
She'll bring them down sooner than she'll go down herself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I just want her to get well so she can get freed up to get back to her research.
Her fighting weight.
That's right. That's right. Stephanie? And by the way, she may be due to be a billionaire coming up soon, too.
Oh, that's right.
Because whatever her divorce, court, whatever it is, she married a guy with millions and millions and millions of dollars, and she may be getting a nice lump soon.
$80 million. First it was $500 million, and they settled on $80 million, and she hasn't gotten it yet.
Well, she can't live off $80 million, but that'll clean her up, Drew. She got off the drugs. Shit. When you get huge sums of money, it cleans you up. Yes, Drew?
You'll go wild, then.
Please.
Watch out.
How dare you? What do you know about addiction? Don't you talk about my Anna that way. Stephanie?
Yeah, hi, you guys.
What's happening?
I just wanted to say you guys are awesome, and I really like you, Kathy. I think you're great.
Thank you.
Okay, this is my problem. I've been with my boyfriend for about 2.5 years, and I just heard you talking to an earlier caller, and you said that maybe the birth control might lower your sex drive. Do you think that might be why I have a lower, libido, I guess?
Mm-hmm. Could be, although you're 17 and you sound 35.
Yeah.
And that always makes us a little nervous that you've had a rough life.
Mm.
No.
No?
No.
And you've been with your boyfriend for 3 years, did you say? 3.5?
About, yeah.
How old is he?
He's 21.
You see what I'm saying?
Beautiful.
But isn't it unusual just even to be 17 and have had a relationship for 2.5 years?
Mm. Yeah. Did you say 3.5?
3.5, yeah.
Three and a half is two.
No, two and a half.
2.5. Okay, too long for, even 2.5, too long.
He's
14,
21.
17, he's 21. Yeah, you were
19, well, you were 15. 19 and 15.
Or worse.
Or 14.
Yeah. Here's the point. I don't like that. I don't trust that. But either way, I think it's time to finish it up.
What Adam's saying is, yes, it's possible that the birth control pill can lower your sex drive, though some birth control pills raise your sex drive. So it's hard to say unless you're on the very, very low-dose pills and it's progesterone.
What's the low-dose pills?
What are you taking?
I'm on Yasmin.
Is very low dose pill. Mm. That's a progesterone-based pill. And so that may be having that effect.
I'd like to get on Yasmin when she was on Baywatch.
For some women, that lowers the sex drive. However,
I can get her now.
However, what Adam is saying, maybe the sex drive is down because the relationship is sort of winding down, but you might want to give it a try on a different pill first, something with more estrogen in it.
Yeah. Either way, I think if you're in a relationship for 2.5 years and it started at 14 and you're now 17... It's time to wrap it up. I think so. It's healthier. All right, let's talk to Ben, who's been on hold for 114 minutes.
Oh.
Ben?
Yes.
Yeah, I wanted to get to you earlier, but Kathy said no. Yeah.
No, that's not true.
That's exactly what she said, no. You hear her?
Adam actually hit my hand away when I tried to reach for your number.
But sorry, Ben.
There you go. Ahead, Ben.
Hey, basically, I have a tendency to have a yearning to masturbate all the time.
Mm-hmm. How are you?
Okay, every time I'm here.
And
you get one of these?
Right.
Of course.
Well, Adam gets one of these every night, so.
Yeah.
I know. He sounds like you, Adam.
16.
Tell him there's nothing wrong with him.
If you didn't yearn to masturbate at 16, you wouldn't be alive. The only thing that's really wrong with this call is the use of the word yearn. But it's old school. I like it.
Well, wait. Can we just get some numbers, Ben? What's the most you've ever done it one day?
7.
Amateur.
7?
7.
Amateur.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
No, you said amateur before.
Chris was impressed. Chris flinched.
Yeah.
7?
No.
Aren't you sore by 4?
No.
You come back. You load up on electrolytes.
He turns
and get
inside
back
out.
No.
Comes out his penis.
This is the way that it is. Just the I'll sit there and I'll be like masturbating, and then I'll be like one time, and I'll be like, okay, cool. 5 minutes.
Then you go for the two times.
Are you
going
to go through all seven? By the way, this way.
No.
See the clock move forward. Then I get to number five, and I think to myself, okay, we get it. You went for seven. But not seven in one sitting?
In one day.
One day, I asked.
Yeah.
Well, all right. That's what I thought, too, but he said, I'll sit there. And, yeah. Mm. Yeah. All right, seven.
Do you have a job?
No.
16.
Sorry. Do you have a dream?
Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I mean, don't you have to have a lot of time on your hands?
Yeah, literally on my hands.
All right, so listen, would you like to reel it in a little bit?
I'll do the jokes. You do the jerking off.
Here, fine. Were you sexually abused growing up?
No.
Okay, you're good. That's the only check for that because that can the people with that history often
seven
get out of control,
times is normal
compulsive. He doesn't
for
have
any
that.
Age.
No, it's not normal. It's a little. No. It's a little bit light.
Right,
but.
Yeah, I find disturbingly light. I was a
so
doctor.
He's a prude, basically. He's a frigid prude.
I would say he's uptight. Jessica. We're out of time. It's just you've been on hold for so long. I feel like we should say something. I have a 32-year-old boyfriend, and he's juggling five different girlfriends.
Is that right? Go on, Jessica's gone.
I think she's asleep. All right. Anyway, if you're with a guy...
The bottom line is, Jessica, get out of it.
If you're 19 with a guy's 32, get out.
Right. We will take a quick break. Dear friend Kathy Griffin in studio tonight. Allegedly, name of the new DVD. We'll be right back after this. The show, everybody. A dismayed Kathy Griffin.
We helped a lot of people.
Disturbed.
A lot of people.
Disturbed, yeah. Disappointed, dismayed. All the things that start with the D.
Disgruntled.
And mm-hmm. The dis. Do not diss Kathy by not buying allegedly a DVD. It is excellent. Excellent.
Did you love it?
I loved it.
Which story did you like the best?
I loved the one about Andy Dick.
Oh, that is a closer, my friend.
I love that one.
That is money in the bank.
So we will see you all tomorrow. Kathy, we will see you on Thursday at your Christmas party. Until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
It doesn't all stay in. It comes out.
It's supposed to come out?
It's supposed to come out.
Why?
This has been Loveline. Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. Or the station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.